This is a story of courage, dedication, and agonizing self-doubts as these young officers faced the gut-wrenching responsibility of leading platoons through the enormous confusion, fear, and physical fatigue of high-intensity combat operations. The authors represent the best of America's youth. U.S. Army Armor and Infantry Lieutenants comprise an impressive group. They are double volunteers, first for Army service and then for duty with a direct ground combat force. Lieutenants arrive at their first assignment with a college degree and 3 to 6 months of demanding military training. They come with no prior field experience, with fragile tactical judgment, and with novice-level interpersonal skills. But they are vital to Tank Infantry Company combat leadership. The newly arrived armor lieutenant takes absolute responsibility for 4 tanks and 16 soldiers. In peacetime, he learns his trade under the stern supervision of a platoon sergeant with 10 or more years of experience in the School of Hard Knocks. The 3 other tank commanders in the platoon are staff sergeants with 5 or more years of service who can produce superb results from the high technology of the modern tank. The 24th Mech Infantry Division tank and mechanized infantry platoon leaders who deployed in August 1990, however, had missed a paced apprenticeship. The new platoon leaders were forced to learn their trade in Saudi Arabia during months of continuous training in defensive operations prior to the Desert Storm assault. The lieutenants either got good at their business or were pulled out of their leadership command positions and replaced. The risk of leaving weak officers in platoon command was too high. The lives of our soldiers and the success of our mission were at stake. The 5 young lieutenants who herein recount their experiences in Desert Storm brought to their leadership responsibilities 4 attributes we value: character, intelligence, strength, and courage. Character is the bedrock of a platoon leader's success. It's a hard commodity to produce, built layer upon layer by attentive parents, caring schoolteachers, and team sports. It's too late for the Army to start building character during officer basic training. At West Point, ROTC, OCS, Benning, and Knox, we nourish the basic character of these leaders. The Army needs them to tell the truth over a radio, even when no one can check on their statements. We want them to treat young soldiers with dignity and respect, to be without cruelty or guile, to eat and sleep after their soldiers have already done so. We expect good, sober judgment from them, even though they are barely adults. Finally, we want them to have the humility to learn from their sergeants as well as from their own mistakes. As I read this book, I was struck by the depth and sensitivity of the authors, who feared they might not live up to the expectations of their soldiers. We also need our lieutenants to be intelligent. The Army's analysis of tank mech infantry warfare indicates that sheer intelligence in combat leadership positions wins tactical battles. The battlefield has hundreds of changing variables. If you lose the bubble, soldiers can be killed horribly and unnecessarily. Tactics are fluid, and visualizing spatial relationships in the air-land battle is complex. Being wrong, even once, can be catastrophic. Mastering the technology of armor warfare requires incredible powers of hand-eye coordination and mental agility for battle drills. The tank platoon leader is enmeshed in a technical cocoon of night vision IR, FM radios, GPS location devices, gunnery controls, and optical target detection, all the while crashing around inside a 72-ton monster moving at 40 miles per hour in pitch blackness across broken terrain.